5. The Monster's Story. "I remember the heat of the fire," the monster said. "I remember running away from it. I ran and ran through the city. It was dark and no one saw me. I did not know who I was. I did not know where I was going. Many days passed." "How did you live?" I asked him. "What did you eat?"
"Sometimes I ate fruit from the trees," the monster answered. "Sometimes I took food from houses. The first time I did this, a man saw me. I shall never forget the fear in his eyes. I could not understand it. I wanted to be friends with him. I smiled at him, but he ran away. A few days later, I came to a small pool of water. When I bent down to drink, I saw my own face. How horrible it was! How different from other people's faces! I saw my yellow, wrinkled skin. I saw my yellow eyes and thin, black lips. Now I knew why people ran away from me. From that moment I hated myself. And I hated you, Victor Frankenstein."
"How do you know my name?" I cried.
"The laboratory was on fire," the monster replied. "I picked up your cloak to protect myself from the fire. I used it to cover myself. Later, I found a book in the pocket with your name in it. I made a promise to myself. Everyone with that name was my enemy. Everyone with that name would die. I would wander through the world looking for my revenge." "I walked on for many days," the monster continued. "At last I came to a beautiful valley. At the end of the valley, there was a little cottage. I hid myself and watched the cottage. Three people lived there, an old man, a young man, and a girl. They were poor but very happy. Why? Because they loved each other. I watched them for several days. The old man never moved from the cottage. The young people worked hard all day, then they came back with food or wood. In the evenings they all sat together. I watched them through a small hole in the wall. The house was full of books. The old man was blind, he could not see. The young girl read aloud from the books to the old man. I listened too. I learned many, many things. One day, I watched the young people go out. I knew they would be away all day. I knocked at the cottage door. The old man answered, and I went in. I knew that he could not see me. I am a stranger in this country, I said. A terrible accident has made my face ugly. People are afraid of me, but I must talk to someone. Can I talk to you? The old man smiled and told me to sit down. I began to talk, and we soon became friends. The old man was very clever. He became my teacher, the monster said. His cottage was my school. I wanted to be part of his family, but I always left the cottage before the young people returned. Then one day, I stayed late. The young girl came into the cottage and saw me. She screamed loudly, and I ran to the door of the cottage. The girl was terrified and fell to the ground. I bent over to help her. At that moment her brother came running up. He saw me and shot at me with his gun. I cried out in pain and ran away down the valley. My mind was full of anger. I hated everyone in the world, men, women, and children, but most of all I hated you, Victor Frankenstein. You made me ugly.
You made me a monster who everyone fears.
The unhappy monster looked around him.
And so my wanderings began again, he went on. I came at last to these mountains, but their beauty did not please me. I went on until I was near the city of Geneva. I was lonely and tired. Would I ever find a friend? One day, I saw a little child. He was running about happily and singing to himself. There was no one near us. I had an idea. I would make this child my friend. He would not fear me. We would live happily together. I stood up quietly and took the child by the arm, but when he saw my face, he screamed and screamed. Let me go, he cried. Let me go, I will tell my father. No, you must come with me. But my father is an important man. His name is Frankenstein. He will put you in prison if you hurt me. Frankenstein. It was the name of my enemy. I put my hands round the child's neck. Soon he stopped moving. He was dead, and I had killed him. Then I saw the picture round his neck. I took it from his neck and held it in my hand. The woman in the picture was smiling, but no woman would ever smile at me. I hurried away from the dead child. I saw a young woman asleep under a tree. I put the picture in her hand. People would think she had killed the child. She would die too. That is my story, Victor Frankenstein, the monster said. What can you say to me now?